Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. A man who is involved in a business lawsuit came to me with a question. There's a lot of money at stake, and he wasn't sure which of two law firms he should choose to represent him. He was back and forth in his mind about it, and was worried he might make the wrong choice and lose the case as a result. His question was, what is my absolute? And can I lose because of the choice that I make? I replied by asking him if he had done his due diligence in investigating these two firms. He said he has been looking into them for weeks, if not months. He talked to many people about it. Some told him he had to choose firm A. Others told him he had to choose firm B. So then I told him, if that's the case, it doesn't matter anymore which firm you choose. You have fulfilled your obligation of making your best effort. And now you could feel confident that it is totally out of your hands and Hashem will choose the outcome which He knows is best for you. This concept is discussed by the Chovot HaLevavot in the Shara Bitachon Perekeh. He writes there, the Boteach BaHashem has one goal when making a hishtadlut, which is to fulfill the will of Hashem. He has in mind, he is only making an effort because that's what Hashem requires him to do. But he knows the effort or choices that he will make do not actually play a role in the final results. If the effort he makes produces his desired result, his first thought is to thank Hashem for giving him success. If the effort does not work out, his thoughts are that Hashem didn't want this to work and that's the only reason it didn't happen. But he's happy that he fulfilled his requirement of hishtadlut and he feels successful that he did the will of Hashem. This applies in all areas of hishtadlut. If a person is looking to get married and he gave his name to a few shadchanim and he's praying to Hashem for help, he should feel satisfied that he fulfilled his requirement of hishtadlut. Of course, when suggestions are made, he has to try them. But he should not feel bad if those shadchanim whom he contacted never call him back with any suggestions. Because it does not matter who makes the suggestions or when they are made. That is all biyad Hashem. It has nothing to do with the person or him. Hashem will do exactly what's best for the person. As long as you did your requirement of hishtadlut, you can feel alleviated. What's called my required amount? Enough that it should make sense to work out. If a person is choosing between two job offers and he comes to the conclusion both of them make sense to earn a good living, both of them will provide a good environment, both of them will allow him time to tend to his family as well as his spiritual needs, but he can't seem to choose, he should feel confident that he can choose either job and his parnasah will not be affected either way. Hashem's not going to take away any potential money from this person because of the decision that he made. He fulfilled his requirement. He did what he was supposed to, and that's all that counts. Even if it afterwards he sees the other business that he didn't choose is thriving, while the one he chose is doing poorly, his income is not affected by that decision. Because it is not the hishtadlut that we do that produces results. It is only Hashem, and He provides income in many, many ways. We should never second-guess our decisions. 99.9% of the time, when we make a choice, it's because we feel that choice would be best for us based on the information that was available at the time. And that is our part. The Chovot HaLevavot is teaching us, hishtadlut is part of our avodat Hashem. When making efforts and decisions, we should go into it with that thought process. We're doing the will of Hashem. We're doing our part. And then we should know beyond a shadow of a doubt, the results are not based on our decisions. They are based on what Hashem decides is best for us. Have a great day.